This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The United Nations Atomic Watchdog Agency has confirmed that Iran has surpassed the limits on how much it was allowed to enrich uranium under the 2015 International Nuclear Deal. The International Atomic Energy Agency said its inspectors verified Monday that Iran breached the 3.67% limit set in the accord aimed at restraining Tehran's nuclear weapons development. Uranium enriched 5% is sufficient to produce fuel for nuclear power plants, but still far below the 90% needed for building a nuclear weapon. The announcement comes hours after Iran's Nuclear Energy Agency said it had passed the limits and would also consider enriching uranium to 20% as the next step in its move to back away from its commitments under the nuclear deal. President Trump withdrew the United States from the nuclear deal last year and imposed tough sanctions on Iran. President Trump cutting off Britain's ambassador to Washington after leaked diplomatic cables revealed the ambassador, Kim Derrick, reported back to London that Trump was inept, insecure, and incompetent, and his administration was uniquely dysfunctional. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The cables published show Kim Derrick calling the administration dysfunctional and inept.
I don't share the ambassador's assessment.
On top of diplomatic fallout, British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt is worried about the leak itself, saying Derrick has the right to make a frank assessment.
It's very important that our diplomats all over the world continue to be able to do so.
It says there will be consequences for whomever leaked the cables. In the meantime, President Trump fired back at Derrick.
We're not big fans of that man, and he has not served the UK well.
Her office says Prime Minister Theresa May has full faith in the ambassador. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And this is VOA News. After several weeks of controversy and large angry street protests, Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says legislation that would have allowed extraditions to mainland China is no longer alive and no longer kicking.
But there are still lingering doubts about the government's sincerity, or worries whether the government will restart the process in the Legislative Council. So I reiterate here, there is no such plan. The bill is dead.
Lam called the attempts at passing the bill a total failure, but did not say whether the bill is being withdrawn, as protesters have demanded. United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, said Monday that she is appalled by the conditions in migrant detention centers in the United States. For VOA, Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet calls conditions in these detention camps appalling for both adult and child refugees and migrants, but especially so for the children. Her spokeswoman, Ravina Shamdasani, tells VOA the High Commissioner feels personally stricken by the plight of the children.
She's deeply shocked from all these perspectives at the way that children are being forced to sleep on the floor in overcrowded facilities without access to adequate health care or food. And these are conditions that have been documented by the Department of Homeland Security's Office of the Inspector General itself.
Kevin McAleenan, the acting secretary of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, maintained on Sunday that reports of unsanitary conditions and inadequate food and water are unsubstantiated. He said steps are being taken to improve the detention centers. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pushing back against criticisms of his administration's rollbacks of environmental protections, President Trump touted America's clean air and water in a speech from the White House yesterday. White House correspondent Patsy Kitasuara has this.
Heavy rain has caused flood emergencies throughout the Washington, D.C. area, with water pouring down the ceiling of a metro station and gushing into the press workspace in the basement of the White House on the day President Donald Trump defended his administration's record on the environment.
We have only one America. We have only one planet. That's why every day of my presidency, we will fight for a cleaner environment and a better quality of life for everyone.
The United States has regulations to safeguard the environment, including the Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act. But Trump's speech raised eyebrows, particularly as his administration seeks to ease dozens of protections for the environment and public health. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
And I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
All the hits and more right here on VOA.